every year, post offices around the country are inundated with letters like these.
Dear Santa.
Dear Santa.
I want you to know I've been a very good girl for Christmas.
Can I have a surprise present, please?
That was recorded at the annual Christmas tree lighting at Pier 39 in San Francisco. It's part of a workshop hosted by the United States Postal Service where children can get help writing their letters to Santa Claus. The workshop is part of the Letters to Santa program, which for more than 100 years has helped volunteers grant children's Christmas wishes. KALW's Ted Muldoon and Jessica Plotchek decided to volunteer.
Dear Santa Claus, will you please bring me a few presents? I want a teddy bear, a piano, a box of paints, a box of tools, a sister, a chair, a pair of mittens. Merry Christmas to you. CB, December 20th, 1908.
As long as Santa has existed, kids have written letters to him, like that one.
Most of these letters would go unanswered. But 4 years after that letter was published in the San Francisco Call, back in 1912, the United States Postal Service introduced the Letters to Santa program to respond on Santa's behalf.
Before that program existed, it was technically illegal to open letters addressed to Santa.
That would get you on the federal naughty list. Wait, blacklist?
But this didn't stop vigilante postal workers.
It's rumored that this guerrilla philanthropy started in the bowels of the Dead Letter Office.
A place for letters without viable destinations.
Like to Santa Claus, North Pole. And that's it.
Other apocryphal tales tell of a wealthy bachelor answering Yuletide pleas.
Then in 1979, the Postal Service expanded the program to answer letters addressed to the Easter Bunny and Mother Nature.
By this time, Johnny Carson had spent every December for nearly two decades popularizing the Letters to Santa program on The Tonight Show.
Dear Santa and dear elves, thank you for bringing me the presents. When you mess up our floor, please try to clean up. Our Christmas tree is in the basement rec room this year. Don't worry. If you make noise, Dad said he won't go down and shoot you.
Before you judge this 80s kid, you may want to know that things haven't changed that much today.
What do you want from Santa?
A BB gun and a knife.
At the annual tree lighting at Pier 39 in San Francisco, we join hordes of kids drafting their own letters to Santa Claus. Wishes ranged from the cosmic.
Dear Santa, I want a telescope. One that can look into space.
To the more terrestrial.
I want a binder and paper. Also, I want money.
Everywhere, little tykes scribbled down their wish list in pidgin English.
The younger ones didn't write at all and just slammed stamps on the page.
Children are very, very inventive.
That's Augustine Ruiz, spokesperson for the Postal Service. Ruiz has been with the post office since 1984.
So every year, usually it starts around July and August, we start seeing these letters starting to trickle in, addressed to Santa Claus, North Pole. No address other than that.
Ruiz says the Bay Area alone gets close to 6,000 letters each holiday season. And what happens to those letters? Well, they get answered with the help of volunteers and postal workers, or postal elves, his words.
I would say the volunteers that we get throughout the Bay Area probably number in the hundreds, individuals and also companies.
Oh, they're all so cute.
Karen Shearer is one of the volunteers we found at the Hunters Point Post Office. The workers have set up a table in the entryway, covered in stacks of letters. Throughout the day, visitors stop by to sift through them, like Shearer.
Dear Santa, I'm 2 years old. For Christmas, I would like a bicycle. Kill me. It's got stamps all over it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How did you hear about it?
I was going to go hiking, but then my back hurt this morning, and so I was just scrolling on Facebook, and I thought, oh, this is so cute. I want to be Santa. And I love shopping, so it's perfect.
The kids' first name and age are really the only personal information left on the letters.
We give them a copy that has a number on it, and it has no identity of the child, no address.
They photocopy the originals and redact everything sensitive. Every letter gets a number so that they can match responses with the right destination.
And these letters, they're not all from children.
We get a lot of letters actually from mothers, single mothers, that are just trying to get the bare necessities for their children just to get them through the holidays because it's very hard for them.
As we page through the letters, there are tons of toys I have no clue about. Like Shopkins? No idea. But after a half hour, we narrow it down to 8 choices and sign them out.
Just tell me the numbers.
390, 94, 174.
Next stop, shopping!
At Target.
Yeah. That thing is pretty sweet.
If I was a kid, I would love that.
Okay, I need a bear.
In the end, we bought...
a bear.
A box of toy money.
A plush puppy.
A ninja Lego set.
Flying minions.
A chemistry set.
Elves.
And a gift card.
When we finished wrapping them, we brought them back to the post office and sent them off.
Now, some of these letters are impossible to shop for.
But we still have to answer them in the way Santa would.
Okay, rapid fire round, Jessica. How would Santa respond? Did Santa invent Christmas?
No, but he's an avid supporter.
Would Santa say that?
Sorry, strong supporter.
Okay, can you grant world peace?
No, Santa cannot control children. Same goes for adults.
Okay, how about this one?
Dear Santa, for Christmas I want world peace. I bet you can do that. I wish every ISIS guy will be killed.
Okay, so let's look up how to talk to children about ISIS.
So, what did you come up with?
It's really long, but something basically like Santa cannot kill.
Not bad. I guess I wasn't expecting to feel so anxious about writing these letters. You feel unqualified and kind of creepy.
I feel like I should have been consulting with the parents.
I mean, it's the child's imagination and moral compass on the line here. What if I ruined Santa for some kid forever?
Okay, Ted, you're being dramatic. I had fun playing the kind and generous benefactor. It suits me.
Playing the wealthy bachelor never goes out of style.
And good thing. It's anyone's guess what they'll be asking for next year.
For Christmas, I want a hoverboard.
For KALW News, I'm Ted Muldoon.
And I'm Jessica Plachek.
Merry Christmas! Come Santa Claus.